Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell. And we have a fabulous, fantastic, I can't think of another word that starts with F that's exciting. Anyway, fun, there it is, show for you today. Our topic for today is love amplifies energy. Giving yourself the energy boost that you need. Now, that's really something that we sometimes forget about, or we sometimes overlook, is the power of love to make us feel better about our life and make us give us something to look forward to. And I'm not just talking about Eros love, because as I said on yesterday's show, we often think about romantic love. And yesterday's show was about honoring yourself by setting boundaries and how this allows you to strengthen your ability to achieve. So if you missed yesterday's show, go to blog.designingyourlifetoday.com while you still can, because we're going to be making some changes there also. And we're just going to make it easier for you to find our podcast. But right now, that's where everything is. So you can go there and you can check it out and listen to it. It's great. You want to listen to all of our shows this month. When we share information about love, it's not just about, oh, the kissy face and the romance of it all. Now, I'm talking about love because Thanksgiving Day is in the month of February. My birthday is in the month of February. And if you've been listening to this show beyond 2 years, you know that every single February, I talk about love. I like talking about love, but I like talking about it because I want people to understand that there's more to it than just the mushy stuff we see on television. In fact, that's romance, and it's not even real. It's a script that someone wrote. And when I say it's not real, what I'm saying is, if you actually look up the word romance and really kind of delve into it and find out what it means, you're going to see that it's all about creating something that's temporary, something that's almost unbelievable, yet it's believable for the moment, that it's engaged in fantasy. Okay, even though romance feels good and it's wonderful. But let's get back on topic here. As I said, this is Tone It Up Tuesday. And so we're going to talk about how love amplifies everything. That's really something that we're going to have some fun talking about. It's about giving yourself the energy boost that you need. If you guys have are still on track with your fitness goals, for those of you that set fitness goals for 2018, weight loss goals, or getting more tone or getting more muscle, whatever the goal is, if you're still on track, awesome. I want to congratulate you. I want to say you are certainly doing life with power. But if you're kind of hit and miss, then you know what? Today's show, I think it will help you, not be hit and miss. Okay. Have you ever noticed that how you feel when you're in love or when you enter a new relationship? A lot of times when a person gets into a new relationship, all of a sudden they want to exercise more. They want to take care of their body more. They want to really just look their very best. So for a while, they're going to exercise as long as they have this euphoric feeling that comes with being in love or falling in love. And we're talking about Eros love in this case. But it illustrates a really great point that how your energy, no matter kind of what you were going through or what's going on in your life, all of a sudden you fall in love. You fall in love with someone and things change. You want to have more, do more, and you want to be more impressive. And so as a result, you don't have to, it's not much of an effort for you to work out. You absolutely want to do it. You start taking better care of yourself, and you not only dote on this new person that's in your life, so you not only dote on them, you also dote on yourself a lot more. So you just pay more attention to you. Now, wouldn't it be great if you could give yourself the energy boost that you needed, whether you're in a new relationship or not? Wouldn't it be great if you could give yourself that that really keep that euphoric feeling and allow things to just really go to a whole nother level in your life. And it has nothing to do with a relationship outside yourself, but it has to do with the relationship within you. That would be awesome, right? So before I share more, I'm going to give you three simple strategies that to amplify your energy and that would hopefully put you in that zone and keep you in that zone throughout the entire year. And each time you kind of stray away from it, you can use these three simple strategies to pull yourself back, put yourself back on track, to pull yourself back on kind of back in the lane, right? So, but before I share more, I want to remind you guys to tune in on Wonderful Wednesday. Why? Because that's when we're going to begin our 7-day Shifting to Success Through Love Challenge. How awesome is that? Now, here's the good part. You don't have to register and or sign up for anything. All you have to do on Wednesday is go to designingyourlifetoday.com/success-through-love-challenge. That's designingyourlifetoday.com/success-through-love-challenge. And you're going to see the challenges there and you can get started right away. So we're going to do it for 7 days and I'm thinking we should probably extend it out to 14 days. But you know what? If you're just getting into the game and you're in terms of really having that love affair with yourself, let's start with 7 days and then we'll kind of see how things play out, right? I want to encourage you also, if you have not liked our Facebook page, to go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday. And I know we're talking about you loving yourself and you having this wonderful time with yourself, but I want to encourage you to post any kind of great revelations that you have about your life and about changes that you want to make or about just, as a matter of fact, just simply accepting yourself right where you are. Okay, so whatever it is, no judgment on it, on your part or my part, okay? You can post it if you like and anything that comes as a result of our 7-day challenge. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. And you are going to fall in love with yourself all over again. I mean, you do know you're already magnificent, amazing, powerful, wonderful, fantastic, fabulous. The list could go on and on, but this is not a long show. So you do realize that. So be sure to participate in our challenge and it will help you to kind of open up your thinking, open up your heart and allow yourself to flow at a whole nother level and be excited about where you're going when it comes to your goal achievement. Now, here are some simple strategies to amplify your energy, and they are simple. The first one, and this is always something that you want to remember, choose love. You have to choose to love yourself. You have to choose to be excited about who you are as a person. Make that commitment that you're going to accept the fact that, first of all, that's the only body that you have. This is the only body I have. So accept that, and so you might as well love it just like it is. But you can always see the body that's waiting to get out. But that doesn't mean that you criticize yourself, that you put yourself down, that you make yourself feel badly about something or feel inferior to someone else because you don't look a certain way. Listen, never pretend that you don't love yourself by putting yourself down. Because here's the funny thing about that. Have you ever met a person who did that? They pretended they don't like themselves and they put themselves down. And then the person that's with them agrees with them and go, yeah, you really should work on that. Then they get offended and they get upset with that person. So if you get offended with someone for agreeing with you, for putting yourself down or choosing, in a sense, to not show yourself that love, not to practice that acceptance, that self-acceptance, and you get offended with that person, I don't get it. Why are you getting offended? Turn it around and stop putting yourself down. It's so not worth it. You are amazing, just like you are, right where you are, and based on who you are. So the first point is choose love. Now, we do have in our 7-day challenge, one of our challenges is going to be centered around this. How do you amplify your energy through by loving yourself, by making that deeper connection with yourself? When you can make a deeper connection with you, you can thrive. You can go to another level in your life. And all of a sudden, achievement, although all goals that are worth achieving, they do require that you push yourself. Okay. You have to push yourself some. Okay. However, when you love yourself, you don't mind pushing yourself. And this is what makes achievement flow a lot better for you. This is what makes achievement a lot easier for you. So the first point is choose love. The second point is allow yourself to feel. Oh no, there it is. You guys know when I talk about love, yeah, I got to talk about some touchy feely stuff. Listen, allow yourself to feel. Surrender to your loving feelings. It's really easy for people to surrender to those feelings that say I'm inferior. My confidence isn't where it needs to be. I wish I was more like whoever or whomever. I wish this. I wish that. Oh boy, if only. So you don't have to do that to yourself, because here's the thing. You have everything that you need to succeed. And when people hear that, they go, really? Then why am I not a success? Because you haven't taken the time to develop it. Because you haven't really allowed your discipline to go to that level, because you haven't really thought about your life and been mindful of where you are. I just had a conversation with someone about that yesterday. And when you stop and think about where you're headed in your life, and when you're mindful of who you are and what you have to offer, then you are going to surrender to those loving feelings. Don't talk yourself out of anything. Don't tell yourself it's not possible. Don't tell yourself what you can't do. Talk about what you can do, who you are. Now, there's a difference between being arrogant and bragging on yourself versus someone who calls themselves names like, oh, I'm so lazy. Oh, I'm a klutz. And that's ridiculous. That's a person who has not surrendered to their loving feelings. That's a person who's very critical of not only themselves, but probably people outside themselves. And as a result, they've been criticized because they've been criticized probably when they were younger as children. So they grow up and they become more critical because they think that they're not worthy of any kind of love. We're not worthy. You're not worthy. No, you are worthy. Really, you are. You are so worthy. So you want to allow yourself to feel. Surrender to those loving feelings when they come. I'm not talking about Eros love. Okay, so make that connection with yourself. The third one is use your imagination. Use your imagination to see you at your best in every single thing that you do. You know, I've seen people do this and heard them do this rather, that where they make excuses because it's not working out the way they want it to work out, or they're not getting what they want. They're not winning. And they run into a few challenges. And just because they run into a few challenges, one of the things that they do is when they run into the challenges, what they do is they start to put themselves down. What was I thinking? What would make me think I could do this? What would make me think I was going to follow through? Well, you want to counteract that by using your imagination. And even if you have to see yourself as a superhero, seems to be a lot of superheroes out there today, especially the television shows and the movies and that kind of thing. And some of them are just annoying, but that's not what today's show is about. I love the superhero part though. Don't get me wrong, because it amplifies their energy. In order to be super, you got to amplify your energy. And in order to get your energy to go to that next level, you have got to learn to have a love affair with yourself. Have you ever seen a person who, and we're not talking about narcissistic behavior. What we're talking about is we're talking about looking in the mirror and recognizing that, wow, I'm here on God's green earth and God put me here and God made me to be this amazing human being. How awesome. Thank you, God. And I'm here to serve a purpose. And you know what? I'm going to serve it. And if I have to make some modifications in my body by exercising and eating right, I'm going to love myself enough to do that. So you want to use your imagination. And this isn't about you looking in the mirror and beating yourself up. And I know sometimes we can do that and get involved in that. And I don't beat myself up. I want to confess, I don't look in the mirror and beat myself up. And here's my confession. Okay, if I gain a few pounds and I'm thinking, man, or I gain too much weight, I just don't look in the mirror. Other than, you know, I look, I put on makeup, but I'm not really looking at all of me. So my point is, and in that respect, what I have to do is use my imagination and see myself at my best. And then at that point, I'm going to rise to the occasion. I'm going to be excited about where I'm headed. So see, my energy gets amplified because now my imagination is saying, listen, you have it going on. You are so awesome, girl. And this is what you need to do to get to where it is you want to be, to bring this out. It's in you. So you're having that love affair with yourself. And love does amplify energy. What destroys energy, or I shouldn't say destroyed, but what alters energy or brings it down to the point where you're not able to produce on the level that you want to produce on is lots of strife, lots of aggravation, lots of just discord in your life. And so you have to really work at it. And these simple strategies are something, it doesn't take you a long time to work at it. But as I said, as we wrap up for today, be sure to tune in on Wednesday to begin the 7-day Shifting to Success Through Love Challenge. So you're going to learn how to shift to success and love yourself at the same time, or bring that love out in a healthy manner so that you can be excited about who you are, where you're going, and what life has to offer you. Now, and it doesn't matter what you're up against. Doesn't matter what's going on in your life. Doesn't matter who's speaking against you, who's giving you a hard time. You know, I still believe, and I'm always going to believe this, that love can conquer all. Why? Because the Bible says that God is love. Okay, so I do believe that it can conquer all. And when I talk about that, I have to always, here's another caveat. When I say I believe that love can conquer all, I'm talking about the love that you show yourself. It can conquer whatever challenges you're having, whatever issues you have with yourself, whatever non-acceptance or lack of acceptance that you're going through. Your love and having that love affair with yourself can change a lot of things in you, and you can be super excited. Last time I'm going to say this before I sign off for today is tune in tomorrow. Please tune in tomorrow. It's going to be awesome because we're going to begin the 7-day Shifting to Success Through Love Challenge. It's going to be exciting. You don't have to register to participate. You can just go to designingyourlifetoday.com/success-through-love. Ha! How fun is that? Hey, you guys, enjoy this Tone It Up Tuesday and do life with power.